brought away.
Amen.
Our scripture this morning from Ecclesiastes 9:10. Whatever your hand finds to do, do with your might. For there is no work of thought or knowledge or wisdom in Sheol to which you are going. I give credit to some of the proverbs that I will be using in my little talk today to practical proverbs written by Vernon McLaren. The title is Worker or Shirker. A worker is a person who does work. And a shirker is many of us. We avoid all the work we can. We don't like to labor or anything like that. Which one are you in the life of the church? If you were asked to hold a job in this church, what would your answer be? We all have a part in the church, whether it's this church or whatever church you may go to. Hopefully, it's not just a pew warmer. We can all hold that job on the side. But God has given each of us a talent in which we need to share with others. And I like to say that this morning we have a hard time getting Jamie here, and I'm so thankful he finally agreed to come and play and share his talent. I know that there are those of you out there who can sing. And you need to be added to the choir. The Bible says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. It did not say you had to read music or that you had to sing on key. You come and you practice and you learn. But not everyone can stand up and teach a Sunday school class. But just look at the ones of you who didn't think you could do it that have done it. There's so many jobs in our church. Some are just simple things, such as making phone calls, saying a prayer for the sick, or just visiting. And the lay leadership team is busy getting coordinators for next year. And if you look at the little bulletin out front, and there's also a sheet, is it on that table, that tells you what the jobs are. But look at it. And thanks to those of you who have already accepted jobs that have been asked to fulfill. But if you don't feel that you can be a coordinator, you can still serve on the committee. If you want to work for God, form a committee. If you want to work with God, form a prayer group. You need to let Pastor Carolyn or a member of the lay leadership team know where you are willing to serve. If you're on the lay leadership team, would you raise your hand so they can run right to you and tell you, I want this job?
It's also known as nominations.
Nominations committee. Okay. A grandmother sent her granddaughter out to gather eggs one day. She's gone for quite a while. She came back in and she didn't have any eggs. Her grandmother says, where are the eggs? Well, the little girl says, well, Grandma, there were a lot of chickens standing around out there, but they weren't doing nothing. Are we like that? Sometimes the fruit of our labors are not seen by man, but God sees the fruit of our labors. Have you ever watched ants? You know, those pesky little things that you can't hardly get rid of. Well, have you ever seen them fighting against each other? They work together. You don't see one sitting over here waiting around. Well, I'll wait till he brings me that little piece of sugar over here, and then I'll grab it from him, and I'll run with it. They're all just busy working just as hard as they can work. And that's the way we've got to do to get our church to grow. We've got to be busy with God's work, and we've got to work together. But you say, oh, I can't do that job. I'm too old. I'm too feeble. I'm too busy. Oh, that just don't suit me. I'm afraid I won't do a good job, and they'll talk about me. I don't know just what to do. Neither did a lot of God's chosen people. A lot of the people that God chose had excuses, but God used them anyway. Did you know this about some of the people that God chose to work for him? Noah was a drunk. Abraham was too old. Isaac was a daydreamer. You can pick out where you fall in this. Jacob was a liar. Leah was ugly. Joseph was abused. Moses had a stuttering problem and also a murderer. Gideon was a skitty cat. Samson had long hair and was a womanizer. Rahab was a prostitute. Jeremiah and Timothy were too young. David had an affair and was a murderer. Elijah was suicidal. Isaiah preached naked. Jonah ran from God. Methuselah was just way too old. Mary was a teenager. Joseph was a simple carpenter. Aaron was 83 when God sent him out into the wilderness to help Moses. Naomi was a widow. Job went bankrupt. John the Baptist ate bugs. Peter denied Christ. The disciples fell asleep while praying. Martha, bless her worrisome little heart, she worried about everything. The Samaritan woman was divorced more than once. Zacchaeus, remember he climbed a tree, he was too small. Paul was too religious. Timothy had an ulcer. And poor Lazarus, he was dead. We must not be hearers of the word only, but doers. Think about this. Even the mosquito doesn't get a slap on the back until he starts to work. God wants us to work for him. No more excuses. God can use you. You aren't the message. You're the messenger. Are you a worker or a shirker? God knows what you can do. Pray to him to lead you to what he wants you to do. Work for the Lord. The pay isn't much, but the retirement plan is out of this world. God bless Plank Chapel.